Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers in Kansas City. March wheat, 822 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. July, 839 and three quarters, down 2. March wheat in Chicago, 769, now 769 and three quarters, down 4 3/4. July, 788, down 3 1/2. March corn, 691 and a quarter, down 2. July, 691 and a half, down 2 3/4. December, 597 and a quarter, down 2. January soybeans, 1431 and a half, up 7. March, 1425, up 6 1/2. July, 1407, up 3. November, 13, 1304 and 3/4, up 4 1/2. January soybean meal, 432.80, up $1.50. January soybean oil, 48.60, up 31 cents. December live cattle, 128.77 and a half, down 57 and a half. January feeder cattle, 151.30, down 77 and a half. And February lean hogs, 86.77 and a half, down 67 and a half.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Chuck Shelby, Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave, from a dugout western Indiana, I guess. Not too bad over this way with that snowstorm.
We got nothing. We got mist here in Champaign-Urbana. I don't know that it's lucky. We need the moisture. Well, we've had some good moisture, but we could use a little more.
Yeah, and in the eastern Corn Belt, we're more fortunate than anybody west of the Mississippi, so we'll take all we can get, and it's a good time of the year to let it get worked into the ground. So far, so good here in the east.
Meanwhile, the fiscal cliff clock is counting down, and I am sure at brokerage houses all across the U.S., those shops are talking among themselves about what it all might mean for grains. What are your thoughts?
Well, we've had a pretty big liquidation in the last few weeks, and every time we've rallied in the last several days, the funds tend to take more of their positions off. And, you know, one, I guess, the answer would be whatever happens, we will find some resolution, as we saw what happened in Europe as those same situations occurred. So being we broke so hard here, I guess we would think the downside somewhat limited here if we go over the cliff for a few days, and then maybe they resolve it in the coming first part of 2013.
Speaking of 2013, it's not too soon for many producers to begin to think about positioning their marketings for the new crop, and it has to be very discouraging that 13 corn lost its six handle today.
Yeah, when we look at those numbers out there, the $6 area on corn is a number that many producers can make money at. It's a market that is an opportunity out there. I think as we go into 13, we should be able to recover and get above there once we get past this negativity at the end of the year. But as we plan as producers, that's a level to do some of our marketing when we know our cost and start to develop a plan. And $6 is one of the higher numbers we've had in many, many years. So it's still a good number, Dave, even though we're slightly below it.
What makes you optimistic that we're going to rally back up into the sevens in the December 13 contract before maybe trying, I don't know, 550?
Well, we've kind of ignored, I guess, the market has, that the quarterly grain stocks coming up, that's a very important number. When you look back to the September quarterly grain number, we had a lot of 2012 crop that was harvested that may be commingled there as they've been in the last several years. So we look at the 2013 first quarter grain stocks number there is a positive that could give the market a boost. And nothing goes down forever, Dave. We get oversold and overdone to the downside, we can find an opportunity to rally as we get into 2013.
Does winter wheat in the spring potentially make crop corn as a crop, corn as a something to the upside, potentially more enticing? In other words, do you think that winter wheat crop is way underpriced given the dryness out west?
Well, it's a tale of two crops. So we grow soft red wheat here in the east, and our crop's off to a pretty good start. Pretty good price for that, especially for the guys in the south that double crop. The crop in the west, I think, is certainly the one that's going to give us a market opportunity. It doesn't look like those folks out there are going to get the situation cured. So, you know, moving into 2013 again, corn will be impacted by what wheat does, and the dryness in the west is a factor that the market's got to deal with that as we get into 13.
So will hard red have a nine handle?
We don't know if it can get that high, Dave. I think it's going to take some, you know, really deterioration and or known fact of that as we go into spring as far as what that western wheat crop's going to do. If we see real confirmed damage out west, that will get the wheat going here as far as what the Chicago wheat could do. But they've been spreading the wheat. They've been buying the western wheat and you know, the hard red and selling the soft. So as we move back up towards the 850 level or crop insurance level, we like selling above those levels and we can see that market rally based on a weather play.
How about soybeans heading into 13?
When you look at that market, 14 seems to be a level of support. We saw China come in and rebuy some of those beans that may have canceled. They're pretty good at playing that game. We saw some other demand show up. You got Brazil with a crop that's in pretty good shape, but Argentina, on the other hand, has had some issues. So they kind of counterbalance each other there. But the world is still looking at us as a primary supplier if it wants to buy beans for a few more months. So that's our bright spot there. The basis remains good on beans and our usage. So 14 is pretty good support. See if we can get all these markets to perk back up in the first part of 13.
How much longer is the soybean market for an export to sort of our oyster in the sea as opposed to South America coming on?
Well, our window gets limited as we get into 13. We've also really kind of front-loaded that export pace, which is on a really, really fast track. So as we move ahead, you know, we have maybe the month of January to be able to be the primary supplier, maybe a little bit of February. But the deeper we get into spring, then we kind of lose our edge there and demand shifts to the South American countries.
Do live cattle numbers come back up in 13?
Well, a market that is certainly one of the tightest supply markets we have going as we move into 13. We think that market's pretty good to continue to show some strength and rally. It's probably one of the tightest markets out there. The demand base, that's another question when you look at the economy. How much can they afford to put into the meat market if we raise taxes or you take the money out of their pocket? That's spendable money. But an extremely tight market. The chart looks pretty good as we go into 13, certainly impacted by the kind of weather we have. So a cattle market that looks pretty firm for us. As producers, if we get some record high prices out there, some kind of put option strategies to maintain a floor just in case something changes dramatically around the world.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat in Kansas City, 822 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. July is 840, down 1 3/4. March wheat in Chicago, 769 and a half, down 5. July, 787 and 3/4, down 3 3/4. March corn, 692 and a half, down 3/4. July, 692 and a quarter, down 2. December, 598 and a quarter, down 1. January soybeans, 1429 and 3/4, up 5 1/4. July, 1406 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. November of 13, 1303 and a quarter, up 3. January soybean meal, 432.30, up $1. January soybean oil, 48.61, up 32 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.